od Molana Šefik Hađa on Riyadu Zakiri
We go to the Quran Kareem, firstly the Hadith Sharif on the importance of the Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. An Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yuqalu li sahibil Quran iqra wartaqi warattil kama kunta turattilu fi dunya fa inna manzilaka inda akhir ayatin taqra'uha aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of judgment it will be said to the man devoted to Quran, go on reciting the Quran and continue ascending the stories of Jannah and recite in the slow manner you had been reading in the worldly life. Your final abode will be where you reach at the time of the last ayat of your recitation. So in the light of this Hadith Sharif, let us go to the verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 229 to 230, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الطلاق مرتان فإمساك بمعروف أو تسريح بإحسان ولا يحل لكم أن تأخذوا مما آتيتموهن شيئا إلا أن يخافا ألا يقيما حدود الله فإن خفتم ألا يقيما حدود الله فلا جناح عليهما فيما افتدت به تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون فإن طلقها فلا تحل له من بعد حتى تنكح زوجا غيره فإن طلقها فلا جناح عليهما أن يتراجعا إن ظنا أن يقيما حدود الله وتلك حدود الله يبينها لقوم يعلمون
صدق الله العظيم سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah تبارك وتعالى says in verse 229 to 230, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الطلاق مرتان فإمساكم بمعروف أو تصريح بإحسان ولا يحل لكم أن تأخذوا مما آتيتموهن شيئا إلا أن يخافا ألا يقيما حدود الله فإن خفتم ألا يقيما حدود الله فلا جناح عليهما فيما افتدت به تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. Divorce is pronounced twice, whereafter the woman is either retained in good faith or released in kindness. It is not permissible for you to take anything from what you have given them except in the case when both fear that they will not be able to keep within the limits imposed by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you fear that they will not be able to keep within the limits of Allah, then there shall be no sin for either of them should the woman ransom herself. These are the limits imposed by Allah, so transgress them not. For those who transgress Allah's limits are indeed the oppressors.
فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِن بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرَهُ فَإِن طَلَّقَهَا فَلَا جُنَاحَ عَلَيْهِمَا أَن يَتَرَاجَعَا إِن ظَنَّا أَن يُقِيمَا حُدُودَ اللَّهِ وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ يُبَيِّنُهَا لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. If he had divorced her the third time, then she is not lawful unto him thereafter until she weds another husband. Then if he, the other husband, divorces her, there shall be no sin upon either of the couple that they return unto each other if they consider that they are able to observe the limits set by Allah. These are the limits of Allah which He manifests for those who have knowledge. Now here, Jama'at al-Muslimin, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala speaks about some laws of divorce and khula. Now it is important, firstly, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala always join the hearts of the couple, and may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala give them a long marriage right up to death comes to them. Because today, unfortunately, it has become so rife, so easy, so simple to utter these words of talaq. Allah forgive and Allah save us. As the best way to divorce a woman, if the need to do so is pressing, is to pronounce one unambiguous divorce during a period of tuhur. That is when a woman is not menstruating, in which no sexual contact was made. Now this will be considered as a raj'i divorce if the marriage was consummated, otherwise it would be a ba'in. Now this will, however, Jama'at Muslimin, become a ba'in once the iddah has expired. Now a ba'in divorce would mean that he will lose the right to take her back into his wedlock without her consent. That is, her consent and a new marriage contract is imperative before the remarriage. And this, the same will apply if he pronounced another clear divorce before the expiry of this iddah. Now here, if he issues a third divorce, it will now be termed as mughallaza, meaning that he cannot ever wed her again unless she is married to another person and consummates the marriage, whereafter he dies or divorces her and she completes her iddah. If this subsequent marriage, Jama'at al-Muslimin, is not consummated, she can still not be married to the previous husband, as is clearly stated in the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is makruh at-tahrimi, close to haram, for an agreement to be reached between a couple to marry, consummate the marriage, and then be divorced. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has cursed such people. In other words, a pre-arrangement that we will get married, you get married, and then you get married to a second husband, and then he gives you a divorce, and then I marry you again. This pre-arrangement is totally incorrect. And the most despised halal action, Jama'at Muslimin, in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, is divorce. As reported in a hadith of Abu Dawud, divorce has been disallowed during the menstruation since this is a period wherein a man is disinclined towards his wife. All of this is in keeping with the temperament and welfare of the human. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once instructed Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to take back his wife after divorcing her. During her menstrual cycle, she could only be divorced when she was pure or expecting. According to a narration of Bukhari, volume 2, page 803, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed him to retract the divorce and pronounce another during the tuhur period. And this, he added, should be before any meeting up takes place with the wife and husband that is having intercourse. And this, Jama'at al-Muslimin, very importantly, as far as this particular verse of the Quran al-Karim mentions here. One should only issue a divorce after such deliberation. Then too, if it is deemed absolutely necessary, it must be done thoughtfully during the tuhur, wherein no sexual relationship transpired. If one truly ponders over all these injunctions, it will be realized that the welfare of man has been accommodated throughout. And should a person, in contravention of Allah's laws, pronounce three divorces, either collectively or separately, he will have to suffer the pain of having his wife married to and used by another man before having her back. Although Jamaat al-Muslimin, the right of divorce rests with the man, a woman has not been deprived of securing a divorce should the situation warrant it. This may be achieved through the agency of khula' and whereby she offers to pay him a stipulated sum in exchange of a divorce. If he agrees, payment will be due from her and a buying divorce will come into effect. And this does not mean that she is able to divorce herself from him, nor can she do so in a court without a reason that the Sharia regards as valid. In certain extreme circumstances, it is possible that a Muslim judge or ruler revokes a marriage upon the woman's plea. Details of this are to be found in the books of fiqh we find, and that is why it is important when such situations come about, Jamaat al-Muslimin, consider the ulama, consider the muftiya hazrat, so that they can give a verdict for you, or they can assist you in such matters. However, it should be borne in mind that no Muslim couple can be separated by a non-Muslim, irrespective of the circumstances. If a couple, despite of all the efforts, cannot reconcile, and they feel that by remaining together, the laws and limits of Allah will be transgressed, they may opt for khula. And if the man was at fault, he should issue the divorce without accepting any recompense. If on the other hand, the wife was in the wrong, her husband may only accept a maximum of that amount which equals her dowry. And if he demands more, the khul'a will be made, but he will be guilty of a great sin for perpetrating an act which is makruh. The wife of Hazrat Thabit ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu once told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have no qualms with regard to Thabit's character and piety, but I detest showing ingratitude as a Muslim. Therefore, I wish to be separated from him since I cannot live with him. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, do you consent to returning the orchard which was given in dowry to you? She agreed, whereupon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Hazrat Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu to accept the orchard and pronounce a divorce. Jama'at al-Muslimin, this hadith clearly expounds the legality of khula, and further, it says the fact that it should be practiced only as a last option. First, you should try and do as best to come together. But Jama'at al-Muslimin, it is so important, firstly, really, as far as talaq is concerned, let us get away from that, as it is permissible, as we just mentioned earlier, it is permissible, but it is something what shakes the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to pronounce talaq that will shake the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the hearts of the couples. If there are some reasons, maybe there are valid reasons too, let us try and go around it and try and look for an amicable solution to the matter than to throw in the towel and come away, especially when there are children involved in the matter, in the marriage. May Allah Ta'ala unite the hearts of the couples, and if there is any differences, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy, they can resolve it. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاءُ.